What would you say are your top three recovery tools that you like to use or you found that your clients like to use?
Are we talking about cutting-edge technology or holistic practices? Because
anything.
It's so difficult.
Yeah, I'll take both.
Yeah, I want to know both sides, exactly.
Hello, and welcome to the 40s Formula, your go-to place for insightful discussions on navigating your 40s and thriving in this transformative decade.
We're your hosts, Amanda and Jasmine, two women that are passionate about exploring the challenges and adventures that come with turning 40 and what lies ahead.
Diana Kramer is a sports scientist and former professional athlete with over 20 years of experience in holistic health, fitness, and wellness. As the co-founder of Recoup, Asia's first social wellness club, she pioneered a unique space in Singapore that seamlessly blends advanced technology with ancient practices through personalized wellness journeys. With a strong foundation in biohacking and recovery techniques, she is also a sought-after speaker who shares how personalized wellness strategies can optimize health, manage stress, enhance recovery, and promote longevity. In her talks, Diana explores the future of wellness by integrating cutting-edge technology with biohacking practices, inspiring individuals to take control of their health and achieve optimal well-being in today's fast-paced world. Our guest today is one of the most intriguing and visionary wellness entrepreneurs I've ever been tasked to interview, and I am dying to pick her brain about everything from her own athletic background to her visionary work with Asia's first social wellness club to biohacking and everything in between. So welcome, Diana.
Thank you so much, Jasmine and Amanda. Lovely to be here and for everyone who's listening to us.
Yeah, we are so happy to have you. And you know that Jasmine and I are both coaches, right? We're all in the health community and we both love how your version of wellness focuses on the outcome side of wellness, right? But also the process side of wellness. So things like cognitive training and personal training and holistic nutrition. Can you talk us through your personal definition of longevity in wellness today and kind of what are the most impactful trends for optimizing that?
So as a professional athlete, former professional athlete and sports scientist, I always watch or see longevity and biohacking as well through the lenses of performance and recovery. So longevity in general, it's using science and different holistic practices to not only expand our lifespan, but also our health span as well. And as we just talked about it, there is different things works for different people. So using all the innovative technologies and also holistic practices, the goal is to create a life which we enjoy beyond all, but also we lengthening our health span as well as our lifespan.
And can you talk about that health span and lifespan? Again, in this community, we all know what it means, but I think for our listeners, just to clarify.
So lifespan is basically the number of years, right? And the health span that we can live those years that's still running, being on our full potential, exercising, living well, and in general, just waking up every day energized and dealing with prevention. I would say the main future of wellness as well is prevention, to be proactive regarding our health, not reactive. So we see different measures and we proact and prevent.
I love that you said focusing on recovery, because I think a lot of times people will just focus on, right, I need to get to the gym, I need to eat this way, and I need to do this, and I need to do that. But actually, you're right, because if your body isn't recovered well enough, you're not in the right place and then you'll end up maybe getting injured or, you know, overshooting the amount of energy requirement that you have and then not feeling your best self. And I guess the whole purpose of everything is to feel your best.
Exactly. So as a professional athlete, as you as well, Amanda, we at that stage was very important to recover professionally. And what I see, and actually where the vision also came for this recovery place, is to see that in Singapore, everybody work hard, play hard. Everybody's working and training as professional athletes. But back then, we also recovered as professional athletes. It was a very important science-based, actually biohacking, but I didn't know that phrase back then. We recover so we can thrive, so we can be on our optimal performance. If we don't recover, we just wear off all our energies, resources, and at the end of the day, we kind of burn out. So it's very important to recover not only the muscles, but also recover physically, physiologically, psychologically, and even spiritually as well to be on our optimal performance.
Oh, you are so spot on. And I think you're absolutely right, Diana. Those who don't have necessarily the athletic background or really the competitive athletic background, they kind of gloss over the recovery part because they're so focused on the performance part, right?
Exactly.
I need to get to my HIIT classes 5 times a week. I need to lift weight. You know, they're reading about these wellness gurus, but they're not reading the subtext, which is that then you must sleep for 8 hours, right? And my husband just got a Morpheus. Are you familiar with a Morpheus, the device that tracks your HRV and then makes recommendations based on your recovery? I know Garmin does like a recovery score every day. The Aura Ring.
Body battery is what it's called on Garmin.
So, yeah, body battery.
It's so cool because actually mine was up to 100 today.
Oh, look at
so
you.
Fully battery charged.
Full.
Ready to go.
Yeah. Maybe Jasmine should be leading this interview today. No, I'm just kidding. But at least, you know, the tech is catching up, right? The tech is catching up with the importance of recovery. But anyone who's done athletics realizes that that is literally the undercurrent for any performance goals that you have.
Exactly. And I love these wearable devices and everything that it's possible to purchase and to integrate into our lives today. But I always say the question is, are we doing something about the data?
There you go.
What are we doing about the data? Are we just reading it and it's an additional stress that, oh my God, I didn't sleep well,
fair.
Or oh my God, my HRV is not in the right level? Or we really using this data to do something better, to do something about it. And some people have that kind of body awareness, which is great. And then we know how to shift and how to create optimal condition for the body to heal itself by itself. But some people need guidance. And that's completely fine because that's why we are here, all
Absolutely.
The wellness experts and professionals, to hold hand and help people on their wellness journeys, but it's important to take the initial steps to set the intention that we need to recover. There is no way around it.
You are so right.
What would you say are your sort of favorite or top three recovery tools that you like to use, or, you know, you found that your clients like to use?
Are we talking about cutting-edge technology or holistic practices? Because it's
well,
so difficult.
Both. Yeah, I'll take both.
Yeah, I want to know both sides, exactly.
I would even want to know, like, what are, like, your top three? Like, like, literally in your life, what do you find the most useful?
All right, so just because of my background in Asia, I'm over 20 years in Asia. I have lived in Thailand, India, China, and now Singapore for over 20 years. So ancient practices is really in my core. I always say that I look Caucasian, but actually I'm Asian from the inside.
I also say this.
I think I'm the reverse. I look Asian, but I don't know if I really am.
So I have to start to go back before we go forward. I would say it's always very important to have the foundation and the past before we go into the future. So number one and most important for me is breathwork. Breathwork and meditation and all kinds of breathwork. So it can be a pranayama on a yoga base. I'm also a yogi. I love yoga. That's my grounding. So yoga would be my second one. That's where I start my day every morning on my mat with meditation, breathwork, and yoga. So that's definitely a very big pillar. Sleep, which a huge science. We always say, or we used to say, I will sleep later. I don't have time to sleep now. But we all know if we don't sleep well, then everything falls out of balance. So this is also number two. And of course, nutrition. So this is very, very important, that what we put into our bodies. So nourishment, breath, and grounding, and sleep. So that would be my first three on the ancient practices, or in the holistic, or in just general. And then when it comes to cutting edge technology, let's choose my top favorite one. I would say number one, two, three, maybe oxygen. I didn't prepare for this, so I'm just top of my head.
Amanda, I think we need to let our listeners know that we don't just use the Meat Club because they're a sponsor of the show. They're a sponsor of the show because we love what they bring.
Oh, it is so true, Jasmine. It's been over a year with the Meat Club, and I can confidently say they have made cooking at home so much easier. Their grass-fed beef, organic chicken, and wild-caught seafood are the best quality you get in Singapore. And let's not forget, it's ethically sourced.
Yes, and beyond the quality, their subscription service is next level. When you subscribe, you'll unlock $140 worth of rewards, like on your second delivery, two exclusive Meat Club hats.
By your fourth delivery, a restaurant-grade chef's knife.
On your sixth delivery, a beautiful wooden chopping board.
And by your eighth delivery, a $30 voucher to use on your favorites. It's like they are rewarding you for making healthy choices for your family.
And it doesn't just stop there. The subscription model is perfect for busy families. Just click, set, and forget. Plus, you'll get up to 15% off your groceries with every subscription order. No last-minute dashes to the store.
The Meat Club really takes the taste of Australia and New Zealand right to your doorstep, making healthy living easy and stress-free.
And because you're part of the Forties Formula family, use code TFF12 for $12 off your first order with no minimum spend. Just visit themeatclub.com.sg to subscribe now.
And follow them on Instagram at themeatclubsg for exclusive content, cooking tips, and special offers. The Meat Club, rewarding families like yours with premium quality every single time.
Now, back to the chat.
Number one would be maybe oxygen hydroxytherapy, because first of all, I just love that machine. It's like going into a little spaceship and it's infusing the body with 50% more oxygen in a pressurized environment. The pressure is 1.35 ATA, which is the same pressure like in the womb. And also molecular hydrogen. So it's basically for cognitive health, oxygenating the body, reducing oxidative stress, and in general, just in recovery. Usually I love to combine it with NuCalm, which is a neuroacoustic sound healing technique, which brings the brain waves down to 4 to 8 hertz, which is alpha and theta state. And it's actually has been developed for the Navy SEAL, the Green Beret, the Air Force for this extreme stressful environment to, again, to recover. So their program is Rescue. And it's really like rescuing from the extreme stress of day-to-day life.
Is that, I'm just wondering whether that's similar to those types of devices like an Apollo Neuro, where I think it sends frequencies to help calm your vagus nerve. Is it a similar type of thing, but like at a sort of bigger scale?
So we're talking about the oxygen hydroxy or the new called the neuroacoustic?
The second one.
It's basically mathematics and algorithm underneath the music.
Wow.
So it's basically it's influencing the brain waves through music and algorithm and mathematics underneath that.
And when you were saying you combine them, so it's something you do while you're having while you are inside,
exactly. While you are inside in this pressurized cabin with an additional oxygen, and then you need to cover your eyes, have the headset on, and then you go into this calm state. You might be sleeping, but it's still working. But many times you awake, but you come out like you had a 2 hours deep sleep.
Wow.
It's extreme. So for me, that's, I would say, number one. Number two is a quick one, is a cryo ice therapy.
When quick and painful for our listeners.
So it has two options. Yeah. I mean, it can be on that ice bath when we submerge right in ice cold water. That's also great. But in a cryo ice therapy, just walk into a cabin, which is minus 87 degrees. And it's basically boosting endorphin. So you already come out and you're automatically smiling. So it's working on a hormonal level. It's reducing inflammation and also promotes rapid muscle recovery.
How long do you go in there for, sorry?
3 minutes.
3 minutes.
So session is 3 minutes, and best to go inside really just covering the small parts of the body, fingers, toes, ears and nose. And
wow.
It just feels amazing.
See, I'm the kind of, I don't like cold water. So this is obviously not water. This is a room. But I'm that person, you know, like if I'm going to a swimming pool, I like dip my toe in. I'm like, oh, fuck, it's so cold. Like, I can't do it. Do you find that because it's so cold that it doesn't feel as cold as like submerging in water?
It doesn't feel that cold because it's dry cold.
Yeah. Ah.
So you can, of course, put the fan up and then it's like feels really cold. But in general, of course, it is cold. It's like a super cold freezer.
Yeah.
But it's actually fun. It's bearable. Yeah. You can march in there. You can dance in there. You can have a nice music on. And then it's actually 3 minutes past so quickly.
I'd be dancing, I'll tell you what. Yeah.
I feel like I've seen people, and it's weird because I was like, oh, I'm seeing someone walking in with like a bikini on, but like earmuffs and like mittens. I'm like, is that right? But you're saying you're meant to cover this more?
Yeah. Exactly. This is the right way to be dressed for a cryo ice therapy. Exactly. And then number three would be an infrared sauna, but a proper infrared sauna where we had infrared far, infrared near, infrared mid, also red light and chromotherapy because of the collagen production. In general, just warmth. Because again, cold is great, but it's again, we're putting another stress on the body top of all the running and all the errands and everything we are doing. But sometimes it's very important to keep that warmth for the body, also with the special wavelengths to penetrate into the skin and also to basically stimulate the sweat glands to remove not only toxic but also heavy metals from the body. So for detoxification as well, and in general stress release, calming the body, collagen production. It's also another beautiful technology.
And would you combine the cold with the infrared, or would they be like separate things on separate days.
So I love to combine, and I recommend, it's called the contrast therapy.
Yes.
To combine, there are different protocols. Again, people also ask, what is the best timing for a contrast therapy? So bio-individual. So it also depends if we would like to use it for sleeping well. So it means that we would like to calm the body, or are we using it to energizing? Then obviously we finish it off with a cold and then we feel uplifted. Or are we so there are so many ways and so many protocols to use hot and cold together. I definitely recommend to use it together. But again, for some people in certain periods of their time, maybe they just need warm. For some people, need for cold because of inflammation in the body. So it's like it's really personalized.
Yeah. We were just, my husband and I were just in Austria, and we stayed at a spa hotel, very, very European spa hotel. And it had 22 saunas. Some were infrared, some were just warm, right? You know, not even
like
hot.
The nice
and then
finish.
Some, you know, were, exactly, the traditional finish, exactly. Then there were like the recovery pools next to them, like the plunge pools and stuff. And so you could kind of choose your own adventure. And, you know, obviously my husband and I had very different responses to what we preferred, you know, what made us feel energized, what made us feel relaxed. So I think an experience like that is amazing, and having access to a resource like that. But it was like in the Tyrolean Alps in Austria. So the fact that we have that now in Singapore, and again, with guidance of doing it properly, I think is so cool.
Yeah,
I
mean, that's really nice. However, being in the Alps, that's another level. There are the urban destinations, which is fantastic because we don't have always time to travel somewhere to another country. So it's really good to have in our neighborhood. But when it going to the Alps and looking outside, I'd actually looked at some of those places. I'm intrigued.
You can't recreate that feeling of being in nature and the, you know, the Grand Oise views that you have and everything like that. It was amazing.
Amanda, you know how much I love Little Farms? Well, guess what? They've just come on as a sponsor, and I am so bloody excited.
Oh, me too. I love that Little Farms isn't just a grocery store. It's been a go-to for top quality, all-natural groceries and delicious cafe meals since 2016.
Same, and their commitment to whole food nutrition is amazing. Did you know they've got a banned ingredients list with over 200 items? That means no artificial preservatives, flavors, or colors, only real, all-natural ingredients.
That is one of the reasons that I trust them so much. Every product on their shelves has been carefully vetted, making it really easy for us to make healthier choices for our families.
And they've really expanded, now with 6 restaurants, including their all-day brand new dining spot in Sentosa. Each one has a consistent menu, but also features unique dishes tailored to the neighborhood, like rendang, lamb shank, and sesame tuna tataki.
Plus, they've got amazing weekly deals, like one-for-one small plates on Tuesdays, happy hour on Thursdays, and my personal fave, the kids eat free on Sundays.
And for our listeners, we have an exclusive offer. Get 10% off your online shop at littlefarms.com using code 4TEAS10 when you spend a minimum of $100. It's perfect for stocking up on premium groceries, wellness supplements, and ready-to-eat meals.
Whether you're dining in, grabbing groceries, or stocking up on wellness products, Little Farms has everything you need to eat well and live well.
Now, back to the chat.
But like you said, the environment that you're in can impact also kind of how you absorb these treatments and how your body responds to wellness. Can you share with us from some of your travels around Asia and some of the places that you've lived, what of their traditions and cultural experiences and rituals do you find most compelling? And which of them do you think kind of translate better to the Western style? I mean, you've mentioned yoga, but are there other kind of that maybe our listeners would be less familiar with?
All right. So just thinking back on my journey, so my Asia journey started in Thailand, where I really dive deep into Vipassana meditation. I had the opportunity to learn Vipassana meditation from Khun Porn, who used to be a Buddhist monk for 20 years. So for me, I have a very deep connection with Vipassana meditation. And in general, meditation is part of my day-to-day life. But that especially helped me to let go of certain traumas in life and in general to understand how important it is that we come back to the moment, we come back to the now. So definitely, I would say Thailand, is that was a big takeaway. And that's where I also did my yoga teacher training. And I did my first juice cleanse, which ever since over 14 years, I'm doing every year twice. Wow. So that's really, again, one person's food, other person's poison. For me, it works perfectly. These were my main takeaways from Thailand. Then I lived in India for 3 years. In India, I really understood and dived deep into Ayurveda and different kind of Ayurveda practices. My husband opened the world biggest retreat back then in the Western Ghats in the middle of India. So it was a huge 1,400. I'm never good at numbers, so I might need to double check. Acres or hectare, whatever is bigger.
That's huge.
So it's really was huge. And we had Ayurvedic doctors. We have yoga doctors. So they're really, I understood and practiced and learned, and I learned from the best of the best, also from Mr. Iyengar himself, Iyengar Yoga as well. So that was amazing to learn from these traditional healers, gurus. That was a very deep dive in India. Then in China, I also learned more of the traditional feng shui, Taoism, also for the mental part. So I was more and more diving into mental health and working together with a psychologist, building a course, like a digital course together. So that was a big part. Again, all of this, I think it's a beautiful combination with Western and Eastern. So we can use it both. Of course, in every culture has a different meaning and has a different background and attached to different feelings, sensations and outcomes. I always believe to find the golden middle. I love extremes both ways, but my goal has always been to find the golden middle in all of these practices and techniques. And then, of course, comes all the cutting edge technology, which is so beautifully can combine with these two. And that's how my concept of social wellness in Asia started to born, in a way, to combine these two. Because especially in this culture, I think it's very, very important to pay respect for the past and then to combine it with the future. So the East, how beautifully can meet with West.
I love that. I like how you're integrating, you know, the past, the future, the East, the West, and you can take little bits from everything and then create something which could be workable for a lot of people. So that's amazing.
And I mean, Singapore has such a great foundational model for this because we have TCM, right? Yes. And we have Western medicine.
Exactly.
And in Singapore, TCM and Western medicine peacefully coexist,
yes,
right? And
exactly.
You're as likely to be in a medical clinic as you are to be in a TCM clinic. And, you know, no one thinks, you know, no one looks at you sideways if you say that you're going for cupping and physio, for example. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, well, that's fine.
Yes.
You know, so I think bringing that into a broader array of practices is, you know, Singapore sets the stage for that. We're here for that, right? We had Dani Vandeveld on the show a couple seasons ago, and I know she's part of the Recoup team as well. And she always jokes that, and I love how she says this, she likes to de-woo-ify spirituality. Right? She's like, I'm going to take it from woo-woo like into the real world.
Yes.
How do you de-woo-ify some of these longevity concepts for your audience? So let's be honest, right? Like, I know what Iyengar yoga is. I know what Ashtanga yoga is. I know what infrared is, but I don't think that that is broadly the case, right? I think that some of these specificities are very hard to translate. How do you bring it kind of to the ground level?
I think it's very important in wellness that we always meet people where they are. So we don't have, like, basically we're non-expectational and we're non-judgmental. So we don't have the expectation for people to really understand what we're talking about. However, there are people who, like, maybe even know more because
they,
you know, like, really dive deep, or, you know, like, they are the generation who, for innovation, they're far ahead of me. But for me as a wellness expert, it's really to see a person, understand where he or she is, knowing everything which I have learned in the past three decades or over, and then find what is the most appropriate techniques, modules, holistic practices, which is for this person could be transformational at this time of their life. And of course, this is like very, I would say, very bio-individual, very personalized. In a broader perspective, just in general, to find to translate into real language and not to overly complicate things. So exactly as Dani also say, de-woo-ify. So I have to have a good word for that in wellness and longevity and biohacking, because some people, when they hear the word biohacking, like stepping back, like, you know, have very mixed feelings. And that's what I said. We already done biohacking before 2000, right? But
exactly.
We didn't know it's biohacking.
It. Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, some words resonate with some people, some words not. So it's how to simplify it and make it understandable. And I always say, just watch how you feel after. Just, I don't need to say anything. Just go through the experience, go through the journey, and just watch yourself how you feel. And then the proof is in the pudding.
Let's say a lady comes to you. Well, let's call her Lucy. I don't know why I picked that name. Lucy. She's 43 years old. She's got three kids. She's working full time. She's stressed out. She has got a lot on her plate. How would you then sort of work through what? Oh, and she's exercising every day, like crazy exercising every day. How would you work through how she can recover so that she could be her best self and, you know, she's not overstretching herself? So what would you say would be like the steps or even the tools that she could use to best manage her situation?
I always say, that's a very great example. I kind of, I think a lot of us can resonate with this, especially us women. We always put everyone in front of us, our husbands, our kids, our colleagues, especially pleasers, right? We always want to make sure everyone else is all right. And then we come at last. So I always say self-care is so important because we can give the world the best of us, not what's left of us. So first of all, when I see Lucy, I would ground her. I would just ask her, just come back to your breath a little bit, because she already has so much stress. She's already running. Plus, on top of it, she's still exercising, probably high impact exercising every day. So I would just ask her to come and breathe with me just for, you know, like four breaths, just to ground and arrive. And then I would start to understand what are her lifestyle stressors, because that's the most important. We all have lifestyle stressors. And then to see what could be the antidotes for her lifestyle stressors. And most of the time in these cases, to really let her recover and come back to herself, to basically give some, dedicate some quality time for herself, to calm her parasympathetic nervous system, to, you know, like increase HRV, let's make sure how is her sleep, to see what are the points in her life where he is like compromising from giving out. So put the oxygen mask to her first, and to see then how she can take care of everyone else. So obviously I would recommend her different kind of recovery techniques, both from holistic practices and also from innovative practices as well. I can already recommend my top favorites. Would be fantastic for her, but it's like the rainbow. There are so many options out there.
Yeah. I think exactly what you're saying. Personalization is one of the themes of the future of longevity.
Exactly.
Right?
So, even hyper-personalization.
Ooh, I like hyper-personalization. Mm. Well, so then, I mean, that basically is my next question, right? Yeah. Like, what other thematics or what other trends do you see as the future of this industry?
So in general, genomics, microbiome analyzing, different kind of AI devices, which can already prevent what you should do. Not really analyzing your past, or based on your past and your genomics, your lifestyle, your microbiome can tell you, for example, maybe it's not that appropriate, but I can already see a toilet where in the morning after your tell you what
constitutional, as we say in America.
Already tell you what you're supposed to eat today.
Wow, could you imagine?
So, you know, like these kind of small things. Of course, and then it's up to you. It's in your hand.
Yes.
Yeah. You will go accordingly or you not. And but you have the option to decide that for the optimal microbiome for feeding the right bacteria today, and what is it that I should eat today? Or, for example, other epigenetics AI technologies who tells you, do you need warm or do you need cold today? So, like, you know, like small things when we were talking about contrast therapies, right? Someday we need warm, or different parts of the day, defends also our genetics. Sometimes we need cold to be energized, uplifted, but when? And how? Some people are very gifted. They have very good body awareness. But some people need guidance. Guidance of AI, guidance of coaches. Different technologies can show the directions. And so many exciting things. I think with AI, the future of wellness is like, it's going to be super
limitless.
Exciting. Limitless. Yeah.
And
limitless.
Again, to mention Morpheus again, you guys can come on as a sponsor if you wish. But point being, right, it's not just an HRV reader. Okay, we all have HRV from our Apple Watch or whatever, right? It then gives you a specific training protocol for that day, right?
Yes.
But and that's cool in itself, right? That's already cool. But what I like about it in kind of the female subtext is that, let's say you are under recovered. Let's say you are Lucy, all right? And you're at wit's fucking end, okay, after the day that you've had. And then you wake up and your, you know, HRV reader says, you know what? This is your training protocol for today.
Yeah.
Zone one, 20-minute walk.
Exactly.
Breathe some air, get some sunshine. It then gives her permission to rest. And I think that's one of those things that it's like this woman who might be otherwise reading her bio data from her Apple Watch or Garmin or whatever and thinking, I got to go, I got to burn the calories, I got to close the rings, I got to do the thing. Having this kind of more nuanced data where it's like, no, actually, what you need today is recovery, self-care, and some kind treatment on your body. And then she can accept that. Because it's a third party, right? It's not a judgment from society. It's not a...
You didn't go for your run today.
You aren't failing at your goals. It's like, no, this is actually what you need to be better at your performance goals. And I think high-performing women struggle with this so much. And if AI and these devices that are more, again, nuanced than some of the readers that we have can achieve that for us and direct them into more of the targeted recovery, I think that is wonderful.
This is exactly. And then basically, as you said, they give permission for them to rest. So even A-type people can measurably understand and see that this is what I need to be on my optimal performance to thrive. Yeah. And then I would add one more thing at the end. When they're done, I would give them a mantra. You've done enough, you have enough, you are enough. Because that's very important, that most of the time we always have the feeling, have I done enough? Mm-hmm. Right? Especially perfectionist.
Yes. I'm coaching a productivity addict right now, and she's self-professed.
Exactly.
If she can't take a moment's downtime because she feels like it's unproductive time.
Exactly.
And redefining that rest and care is actually productive time.
You know, because
it helps you achieve your better goals. I think that's, women need to hear that. All right.
I actually heard on a podcast, I think it was Chris Williamson, and he was saying he's such a type A personality, even when he's trying to, breathe, he'll be in his meditation class and he's like, I'm going to kick ass at breathing.
I'm going to breathe the slowest and the deepest.
I guess it's really hard for certain people to get out of that mode. But.
No, I think you are absolutely right, by the way. I think like real type A's and productivity addicts and high performers really struggle with just letting go. Yeah. And that is where what you do is so valuable. Can we scale back just one quick second? So, we've talked about all the wellness stuff and specific stuff, but I want to talk about your business journey, specifically that. Can you tell us how, so you were previously in hospital. First of all, you were previously an athlete, right? And that really is a career, right? It was my first career for sure. And then you were in hospitality. And then you made this pivot to wellness, but still kind of hospitality in a sense. Can you share with us your entrepreneurial journey?
Actually, it started with fitness. And so I was already in fitness and sport mainly because I'm after my professional athletic career, I graduated as a sports scientist. And actually, I started my journey as a personal trainer. And also, I was already teaching classes from the age of 16 because I was national champion and bronze medalist on a World Cup. So I was already teaching classes like aerobic classes, spinning. I was also an own zone trainer. So already back then, I was already measuring my heart rate.
Yes.
And it was like in 1996, like really long time
ago.
When
no one was doing that, by
the way. And we were calling it own zone. So, already figuring out what is your personal zone, right?
Yeah.
To train.
I quite like that term. I feel like everyone should
own
take
zone?
Own zone.
I do like that, Good job, 1996.
So actually my professional started with fitness, sport, physical health, I would say. And then due to a personal tragedy, I left Europe, and that's why I moved to Thailand, to let go. And that's why I started Vipassana meditation. And then because I love to work with people, and that's why I moved toward hospitality. But hospitality also was infused with events, also travel agency experiences. So that and my entrepreneurial skill, but I had to move away a little bit of fitness to be able to let go. And then, of course, I couldn't hold myself back. And that's when I started yoga. So already on the side, I started to teach yoga after my teacher training. And so actually wellness, fitness has always been part of my life, even though professionally I was doing hospitality. But then more and more with India and China and all these Asian roots, I dive deeper and deeper into physical, mental, so through mindfulness and different kind of journey, spiritual health as well, and of course physiological through integrative nutrition and different kind of modalities. So then in 2020 in Singapore, I founded Live Life Holistic, which is basically for retreats. So I'm often, until today, twice a year, I'm hosting retreats because I love to create. So that's my probably my hospitality background. I love to create experiences for people to uplift, to come home to themselves, to switch off from this day-to-day demanding life, and also digital courses for physical health and digital courses for mental health as well through meditation and different kind of modalities. And then through Live Life Holistic, I started to basically pioneering the concept of Recoup, where combining cutting edge technology with ancient practices for people to come home to themselves. That was the initial intention, to regain self, reclaim energy, and restore balance. So that that was the journey of Recoup. With Recoup, once this beautiful concept has been fulfilled and developed, it was time to let go and pass it to the operation team. And now I'm ready to, through workshops, through future concepts, through personalized coaching, to spread this well-being, to uplift people, for people to become the better version of themselves.
And I love that mantra, the better version of yourself, mm-hmm. right? Not that Instagram perfection, not what you think it should be, not, you know, our buddy Brian Johnson necessarily, but what's the best version of you? And I think that's beautiful. And that leads so well into our final question for today, Diana, which is something that we ask every guest on the podcast. Mm-hmm. And I think you'll have a great answer for this because of the way that you live your life aspirationally for a lot of us. What is your 40s formula? You admitted to us off air that you are in your 40s officially. And so we'd love to know.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, she's established in her 40s, folks. And we would love to know in 2 to 3 sentences, right? What do you think women in their 40s need to have or know or do to thrive?
I think it's very important. And again, I didn't prepare for this question, so I'm just going to say what is in the top of my hand and then for the top of my head. And again, the mantra, which I love this mantra, and I'm telling myself day by day, I done enough, I have enough, I am enough. So we don't have the shoulds, that what we should do, we put away the chatters and the mind, so we are able to calm our mind and really come back to the moment, to come back to really live a life. And I just came back from Chiva Som, and the founder's one sentence, above all, enjoy your life.
Wow.
So I think it's very, very important. There are so much biohacking. There are so much invention. There are so much we can do, which is great. But it's very important to find a balance. Enjoy life the fullest. But the next day in the morning, I always start my day with a celery juice, a meditation, a yoga, any kind of exercise to create that wellness circle, because then I will hydrate well. Mm-hmm. Then I will eat well. Then I will sleep well. I feel good throughout the day. And then I can start my day again uplifted and fulfilled.
Yeah. There's always those rituals, right, that tie us back to our best selves. And it could be celery juice. It could be a cup of coffee.
Exactly. But no judgment.
Like, I love the idea of the full circle of wellness, right? It brings you back.
Yes.
I love that.
So I fully believe in holistic wellness, where we basically restore the body's physical, physiological, psychological, and spiritual health in an active transformation. So that's what I believe in. That's that's my 40s formula to live a holistic life.
And who doesn't want that, right? Exactly. It sounds amazing. Thank you so much, Diana, for being with us today. We really appreciate your insights, and we would love to have you back again.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a beautiful conversation, and thank you for everyone listening to us.
Thank you.
Want more from the 40s formula? Every Friday, we'll be sending our 4Play Friday newsletter direct to your inbox with 4 hot topics, tips, and trends personally curated by Jasmine and Amanda.
All you need to do is visit the40sformula.com and sign up with your email address. That's the40sformula.com. This is Paul, our editor.
He's a 25-year-old unmarried Singaporean guy listening to the ramblings of 12 older women on everything from menopause to weightlifting to sex. So, Paul, what's your thoughts on today's conversation?
Biohacking? It's something which I don't really have much of an opinion on, though the idea of living longer is actually pretty cool, but definitely not forever. Nah, I'm happy to die around 70, actually, so all's good. Anyways, for you guys who are healthy seeking, you know, stay healthy, and I'll see you guys in the next one.
Guys, you know how much we love coffee. And if you want to show us some love, you know you can get us one.
Just visit buymeacoffee.com/the40s formula. Cheers. Before we go, please remember to hit subscribe and take a moment to support the 40s formula by leaving a review on your favorite podcast platform.
Your reviews will help us to reach more people and allow us to continue to bring valuable content. It should only take a moment, and it's a free way for you to support the show.
You can also stay updated with the 40s formula by following us on Instagram at the 40s formula, all one word. We share behind the scenes insights, episode updates, and much more. So please be sure to hit that follow button.
We appreciate your time and support. Thank you for being part of this community. And we'll be back next week for more empowering conversations with inspiring guests.
Bye. Bye.
Was it?
Oh,
it
was wonderful.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Thank you.
You are so obviously you're media trained, right? Because you have the ability to repeat your messages clearly, but without sounding like you're repeating yourself.
Yeah, okay.
Right?
I hope I know I repeated, but I knew that you cut it out.
No,
so.
And you the way you know you take it from a different angle, but I think everyone gets the clarity of your message, right? Mm-hmm. But it was wonderful. It was really great. And I think it will reach our audience beautifully. So thank you for your
thank
time.
Thank you. Yeah, my thank pleasure. You. I would have one question. Photo Can I just let my son, if you have 5 minutes, that he could see this?
Of course,
let's make a photo first,
we'll do photo
and
first,
all the formal things, and then I just let him because he's like.